This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The head of Iran's civilian nuclear program has called Sunday's blackout at a nuclear facility nuclear terrorism. The blackout struck the country's Natanz nuclear facility. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments in a report published online by Iranian state television Sunday night. He did not name a suspect in the sabotage. His comments escalate current Mideast tensions. Many Israeli media outlets offer the same assessment that a cyber attack darkened Natanz and damaged a facility that is home to sensitive centrifuges. While the reports offered no sourcing for the evaluation, Israeli media maintains a close relationship with the country's military and intelligence agencies. 82 people killed in one day and one city in Myanmar. Reports from Myanmar say this is yet another crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. Friday's death toll in Bago is the biggest in a day and single city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon. Libyan Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dbeibeh and a delegation of ministers will make their first visit to Turkey since taking office last month. The Turkish presidency said the visit will happen on Monday. Libya's new unity government was sworn in on March 15th from two warring administrations that had ruled eastern and western regions, completing a smooth transition of power after a decade of violent chaos. Turkey had backed the Tripoli-based government of national accord against the eastern-based Libyan National Army, which was supported by Russia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and France. This is VOA News. Jordan's Prince Hamza has made his first public appearance since he was placed under house arrest last week. Hamza attended a celebration with King Abdullah II Sunday in what appeared to be an attempted show of unity on a major Jordanian holiday. But it remained unclear whether the king and his popular half-brother had put aside the differences. Their differences escalated last week into the most serious public rift in the ruling family in decades. Hamza was placed under a form of house arrest on April 3rd, following accusations that he was involved in a malicious plot to destabilize the kingdom. In statements leaked to the media, Hamza has denied the accusations. Voters are casting ballots in the tiny West African nation of Benin. The election comes following a series of violent demonstrations over the past week. Incumbent President Patrice Talon is seeking re-election despite earlier pledges that he would only serve one term. Talon, who made his fortune in Benin's main export of cotton, is facing two challengers in Sunday's vote, though critics say that the opposition candidates were blocked from taking part. In the lead-up to the vote, the army dispersed a demonstration in the center of the country, during which two people were killed. Ecuadorians are voting Sunday in a runoff election to choose between a right-wing and a left-wing candidate to replace President Lenin Moreno. Moreno is not seeking re-election. Polls show the two contenders in a tight race. Economist Andres Alroz from the Union of Hope Coalition and a protege of former President Rafael Correa was leading in the first round of the vote in February. Former banker Guillermo Lasso, a conservative politician and third-time presidential candidate who has finished second twice before in 2013 and 2017. The French Health Ministry announced it will lengthen the time between the two shots of mRNA coronavirus vaccines. The Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines dosages will now be given every 6 weeks instead of every 4 weeks. The health minister told the JDD newspaper Sunday the move allows them to vaccinate more people quicker without reducing protection. France's vaccination rollout reached its target of 10 million first doses ahead of its mid-April target and aims to deliver another 10 million doses by mid-May. France has registered more than 5 million coronavirus cases since the pandemic began and nearly 100,000 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.